fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
The tall Mexican was dying. The best efforts of the Lone Ranger and Tonto were not enough to cope with the raging fever of the man who lay on the floor of the small adobe hut.
Here, cup of water.
Thanks, Tonto. Here, let me go. I'll hold your head up. I'll drink.
Listen very hard, please. You've been most kind. The one you've never seen before.
Take it easy, amigo. Don't try to talk.
But I must tell you, I must. I know you're honest. I know you're brave. Only an honest man, a brave man, could be so very kind to a poor stranger.
Who are you?
South of Eagle City, close by the bridges, the home of Maria Martinez.
I know the place.
I am Pedro, the son of her brother. I have not seen Aunt Maria since I was very small, but I swore to my father before he died that if word came from her that she was in need of help, I would go. Nothing would stand in my way. Now it failed.
Courage, amigo.
Well, there's no fear of my heart, except for Aunt Maria, my pledge to my father. Pepe, where's my Pepe? Call him, please.
Otto, you must mean the burrow. Pepe. Here's Pepe.
Adios, mi Pepe. I leave you with good friends. And now, amigo.
Yes?
Give me your hand. Here in my belt is a little sack of gold for Aunt Maria.
Yes?
For you, this ring. Take it from my finger, please.
All right.
My father's ring. Aunt Maria knows it well. She will trust you if you wear this ring. Oh, help her, I pray you, senor.
I promise.
It is well. Now there is peace in my heart. Muchísimas gracias. Salve Maria, llena eres de gracias. Santa Maria, Madre de Dios.
Him gone.
Yes, Tonto. We must find his aunt.
But Kimo Sabe, for the name Durgi, in Eagle City, and him offer reward to man who kill you.
Yes, I know Kimo Sabe. He's been out to get me ever since we smashed his gang. Let's look over this poor fellow's outfit. I can wear his extra clothes. I can darken my face and take his identity.
Not good idea.
If we hurry, we can reach the home of his aunt tonight after dark. I wonder why she sent for Pedro. She must be in serious trouble.
Eagle City was known as the home of the notorious Scarred Durgee. On the outskirts of town, lamps burned in a small house. Here Aunt Maria lived with an attractive girl of 18. Her name was Sally Rogers. Sally had put out one of the lamps in the small living room. She was just about to blow out the other when she heard a rap on the door.
Aunt Maria, who can that be?
Caramba, what evil has come to us at such an hour of the night? Oh, it's Sally.
Who are you?
Senor, listen to me. The name Pedro Martinez mean anything to you?
Oh, my poor brother Pedro. He has been many years in heaven.
But he had a son who called you Auntie. His name was also Pedro.
Anna Maria, be careful. Maybe some trick.
Do not be afraid, Carita. I have the rifle.
I am ready with a rifle. Go away or I shoot.
All right, senor. We'll go away. But first, please listen. I came to you because of the message you sent. Telling of your need for help. Believe me, senora, we are friends. Now, I'll leave a ring on your doorsill to prove it. After we go, and after you've seen this ring, if you trust us, show a light in the window. Adios.
Sally, look out of the window.
There are two men on horses. They're riding to the south, slowly.
I will open the door a little bit. He said there would be a ring.
See if it's there.
See, here it is. Heavy ring.
Here's the lamp.
Sally, I know this ring. In all the world, there's no other ring like this one. It is of ancient Aztec design. It is my brother Pedro's ring.
Shall we give the signal?
Of course. Let them in, Sally. We must trust somebody. They may be our last hope.
Oh, dear. They should see that lamp.
We must not let Durgi know that we have help.
There they come. Now I see them. One's dressed in the clothes of a Mexican.
And the other is an Indian. Who could they be?
We'll know in a minute, Eddie. Here they are.
Stable the horses, Tonto.
Come, senor. Come in.
I'm glad you trust me, senora.
Oh, enter, please. Forgive me if I suspect you.
Of course.
We are alone, Senorita Rogers and I. We must be careful. There are men with evil hearts who...
Yes, I know. Scar Durgee and his gang are a good example. We had word that you were in need of help.
I sent the word by the horse trader who come through here last month. It was one very, what you call, a little chance. I sent the word to the family of my brother in Medanos. But, senor, who are you?
Senora, I have not said who I am. I merely ask you to trust me. Here is something that is yours. This little bag of gold. Regard this as a gift from your brother.
Gracias. Gracias, senor. But did you come for the one purpose of giving this to me? That is indeed very kind of you.
We came, senora, to help you in any way that is possible. We've been told that there are outlaws plotting against you. We know what Eagle City is like.
So, you know of Durgi and his bandidos?
Yes.
I live only to bring justice to those who have broken my life. It is the Senorita Rogers who is now in danger. I beg of you to regard her trouble as you would my own, whoever you are. I know that my brother...
I have pledged myself to do as Pedro would do. With this young lady...
Anna Maria, let me tell him. My name's Sally Rogers. My grandfather is Dave Rogers. Some people call him Arapaho Dave, the scout and guide.
What about Dave Rogers? Where is he now?
He's in the jail waiting to be hanged any day now for murder. He is innocent, senor. Please.
Now, there, Aunt Maria. You keep telling me that Grandfather's sure everything will come out all right, and that we must be brave.
He is innocent, senor, although he hardly believed it himself. His gun, it had been emptied of the bullets before they forced him into a fight. I hear everything. They talk before me as though I were a dumb animal. The man they say was killed was Buck Turner.
Buck Turner? Why, Buck Turner was arrested a month ago near the border. He wanted for many crimes. He was trying to get out of the country.
And now they all plan to flee, to leave Eagle City and cross the border. Because to Fort Emery there has come a marshal of the United States with 20 soldiers. Durgi and his gang, they are getting very afraid. And every day they become more desperate and more dangerous.
We must do what we can at once. Senora, is it true that you have work that you do in the jail?
See, every day I clean the jail. Carry food to any prisoner they have. Every day I see poor Senor Rogers, how brave he is. It is such a great shame. I only wish...
Go into Eagle City tomorrow. Now, your help, Senora, will be of the greatest importance.
But one man against those demons, it...
What about the marshal?
The marshal can act only if there is direct evidence that can be used in court. And thus far, if I understand rightly, Durgi and his people represent the law in Eagle City.
Yes, Senor, so it is. They are men of the blackest hearts. I would give my very life to see them brought to justice. All that I have endured since they took from me my Arturo would be well repaid.
Senora, let me take 2 small nuggets of the gold I just gave you. I have a plan.
The next day, the Lone Ranger rode into town still dressed as a Mexican. He led a burro with a prospector's outfit on its back and stopped at the Eagle City trading post. He entered the trading post carrying a heavy bag from the back of the burro.
Diablos! The bag, she's heavy, no?
What do you want?
Oh, buenos dias, senor. I should like first flour, bacon, a few things of necessity. And I must find the land office for filing a claim. And then the... what now is it called? Oh, yeah, the estate where gold can be tested. So you perhaps can direct me, huh?
Gold in that there sack?
That's not gold, partner.
Look, I show you.
What is gold? Gold in that sack.
There. See these samples? Is it not gold?
Now look at them nuggets. Is it all like that?
No, some is dust, I think.
Smoke. Durgi should see this.
Stranger, looks like you need a drink. What about stepping over to the hotel bar for a snifter?
Grazie, amigo. But I must hurry. My flour, my bacon.
Somebody sent for Durgi.
Don't worry, he's been sent for.
Here, weigh these and give me the change, if you please. See, I must hurry. There is much to be done.
News of the large sack and the quality of the nuggets the stranger used to pay for his supplies soon reached Scar Durgi, and the outlaw made hasty plans. The Lone Ranger paused on a small bridge after leaving the trading post.
Now, baby, I'll lighten your pack. Plenty of rocks in this country. Don't need to carry them around with us. There. Now, baby, simply a question of time. They won't let us go very far, you may be sure of that. Come, baby.
Halt there, you!
Well, baby, we're halted. There they are.
Go there. Stick them up, Max. For the law, we got you.
What is this now, huh?
We'll find out pretty soon. Snap the braces on him, deputy. Take no chances with us, hombre. He's a killer.
That's right, Durgi.
Lug him if he makes a funny move.
But what is all this? Ask you, please, senor.
Where's that bag with the stuff?
What do you mean, huh?
I mean the gold, you thief. Quick, what have you done with it?
Oh, I leave it with a good friend.
You meet in Eagle City between the store and the bridge? Don't try to be funny with us.
I'm not at all funny. You'll find I'm most serious.
Lock him up. I'll talk to him later. Now you, Red, Baldy, and Smith, hunt up that sack of gold and be fast about it. I'll escort this outlaw to the calaboose.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. The Lone Ranger, dressed as a Mexican prospector, found himself captured by Eagle City lawmen who took orders from the crooked town boss, Scar Durgee. Durgee gave strict orders to his man at the jail.
Murph, keep an eye on this hombre. He answers the description of that Mex bandit they've got the posters out for, and $1,000 reward offered. They call him Comancho.
All right, boss. We got plenty of room. Only one other customer in the jail, just old Rogers here.
We ain't gonna have him very long. How about it, Rogers? You made up your mind to appeal, hire yourself a good lawyer, and get out of this? Or is it your idea to swing?
Durgee, you get me a lawyer from any place but Eagle City. Any lawyer, I'll hire him. I don't want nothing more to do with any of the weasels that trail with you. Oh, sir.
Suit yourself. If Judge Craig's not good enough for you, that's just your own hard-headed bad luck.
Judge Craig? Say, he's got no more law than a blue jay.
Murph, this Comancho galoot is in need of a lawyer, too. I'll send Craig in to see him. Now, I gotta get back and see that none of them buzzards dip into the bag of stuff the Mex had.
You got it, Durgee?
No, but I'll find it.
You get into that cell with the old man.
Later the same day, when the old man's prophecy was fulfilled, Scar Durgee entered the jail with Judge Craig. They spoke a few words to the guard, and then Murph unlocked the grill door of the cell.
Comancho, every man that's jailed in this town has the right to a lawyer to represent him in court. This here's Judge Craig.
Si, si. Buenos dias, senor.
Howdy. I guess you and I should have a confidential talk, eh?
Quien sabe?
Put the leg irons on him, Murphy. The judge and he can walk over by the corral for the talk.
Right.
By the way, Comancho, where in the Sam Hill did you hide that gold?
Senor, perhaps his sack was filled with a worthless rod.
Don't tell me that.
Whatever it held, it belonged to me. Why should you be so eager to know where it is, eh?
Pretty smart, ain't you?
He's right, Jerky. Now, here's a man who knows his rights. Yes, sirree. Those leg irons ready, Murphy?
Yep.
Come along then, Comancho. We'll walk over to the corral where we can talk confidentially.
What now?
Well, you ain't gonna get no sack of gold from that critter, Durgee. He's shaped too smart for you.
That's more than can be said of you, Rogers. I'm gonna deal with you right now.
Yeah?
Murph, start a fire in that stove. It's about time I get down to business with Rogers.
Durgee, if you aim to torture the old man, I'm through.
Why, you lily-livered rat.
Put that gun away.
You soft, sniveling mollycoddle, you do as I say.
I won't do it. And you don't scare me with that gun. Not even you would shoot a man that ain't armed.
Look out, Murph. Don't take fool chances.
He ain't got the nerve to shoot.
No.
Oh!
Durgee... You're nothing but a low-down, dirty, murdering hound. If only I weren't locked in this cell.
Shut your mouth or I'll let you have it, too. You heard nothing, saw nothing. Remember that, and tonight I'll turn you loose.
Yeah, take the blame for this killing.
Shut up. Here comes Craig back with the Mex.
Miss Murph. He wasn't all bad.
Now we must think fast, my friend. You'll trust me, huh?
Sure I do. Auntie Maria said you was all right when she was mopping up this morning. Besides, who else is there to trust?
And do as I say. Offer to sign over the checks. He will let you escape. You can stop payment. I'm a witness.
All right. After shooting Murph the way he done, I know Durgee will do anything. Oh, you back again, Durgee? Just left here half hour ago.
The coroner just had an inquest for Murphy. Thought you'd be interested, Rogers.
Yeah, I suppose you told what you saw.
Sure. Saw you snatch a gun when Murph got close to the cell door. You drilled him.
Just about how I thought it'd turn out. My word against yours wouldn't have a chance.
Then you're a liar.
That's enough from you, Comancho. Listen, Rogers, if you're smart enough to sign up with them checks to me, I'll arrange for you to get away before the hangman works you over.
I reckon I got no choice. How will you fix it for me to escape?
You're slated to hang tomorrow, Sheen. Marie will bring you an extra big breakfast for your last meal. She'll have to unlock the door of your cell to pass it in to you. You push her aside, vamoose. I'll see that no one's near enough to stop you. There'll be a saddle horse at the corral.
All right, Dirty, I guess you'll get what you've been wanting. Give me the checks and I'll sign them over to you.
Senor, you let me go with the old one, huh?
Come on, sure. If you move out of the building, I'll drop you with buckshot.
See, I understand. We'll remain here, I think.
After Dirty left the prisoners alone, Rogers sat in silence for some time while he thought about his situation.
Say, Comancho, or whoever you are, I signed those checks like you said, but I don't feel right about things. Do you think Dirty will let me escape?
No, he will not.
That's what I figured. He knows I'd run to the marshal at Fort Emery and tell all I know.
But of course, you'll see, senor. He wants you dead.
He could hang me.
He might someday have to account for hanging. But if you're shot while making an escape, that is different.
Ordinary pool cat.
It's Maria.
Figured about time for the evening meal. What is it tonight, Maria? Frijoles again?
Listen to me. Listen carefully and quickly.
See?
Sally, she rides to Fort Emery and Tonto's horse with the message to the marshal. Tonto visits you tonight. He said to be on the watch.
What's that? Sounds like an owl hoot.
Tonto's signal.
Now what?
Stand back from the window. I think Tonto will shoot an arrow between the bars.
What good is it shooting arrows into a jail? I don't understand this business. Great day.
Here's the arrow.
There's a string tied to it.
Pulling the string very carefully. I'll wait here beside the window.
Yeah. But like this?
Yes, that is right. Slow, careful.
There's something heavy on the end of it.
I hope so, amigo.
Guns.
Bueno, I have them.
My hat's off to a man that can get a pair of loaded pistols into this here jail. It's breaking day. There's Mrs. Martinez at the door. She's coming in.
It is I, senors.
Howdy, Maria.
Buenos dias, senor.
Amigos, I had a very big breakfast for you. I must unlock the door of your cell to pass it in.
You have the key, huh?
Si, senor. A bad one, he gave it to me. One moment, I will put down the tray. There. Now to try the key. I beg of you, senor, do not try to run away. You will be shot down.
You know about that?
I know what it means when I see Durkee and the others waiting outside with their guns in readiness.
Ordinary buzzards are just waiting to nail me.
Yes, Beto.
But, Dad Radham, if I don't get away, they'll be here in a few minutes to string me up.
Did the senorita take word to the marshal?
I do not know whether he received the message. He was out of town when she got there. They expect him back last night. Sally left the message for him.
Oui, oui.
If there was only some way an old woman could help, that I could do something.
Well, you can.
Tell me, senor.
Look out the north window.
An unpleasant sight. The hangman's tree is there.
Look beyond the hangman's tree. You see that corral?
I see it.
Maria, those horses belong to Durgi and his friends. I want you to get to the corral unnoticed. When I signal with three gunshots, open the corral gate, open it wide and drive the horses away. Can you do that?
I can try, senor. I will do my best. But that signal, three gunshots... How can you do it? You have no gun.
There's where you're downright mistaken, Maria.
You hear that?
I heard Doggy's voice.
They're coming this way. Must have got tired waiting for me to make a break and run.
Come out of these cell, Rogers. This way, Maria.
See.
What's the plan?
You, stand right there.
Here?
Yes, you may be able to sleep out when those men come in.
Yeah, time we done something.
Time falling fast.
Hey, with Rogers.
I got the rope already.
Rogers, we went... Hey, the show's empty.
What the?
Looking for us, senor?
Well, you are over near the desk. You're covered.
How'd they get out of that cell?
We walked out. How do you think we done it?
The woman who brought the food left the door of this cell unlocked.
Well, she did, huh? Rogers, how come you didn't make a break for freedom? All you had to do was go out that door.
Well, you see, Dougie, I figured maybe there was guards outside the jail. I figured maybe they'd gun me if I was to run for it.
Oh, I see. Smart, huh?
No, just careful.
You were too careful, Rogers. You were just careful enough to be the star performer at a hanging within the next few minutes.
Hey, boss, put the noose on his neck now or wait till he's under the tree?
No hurry. You two grab him, one on each side. As for you...
Si, senor.
You get back in the cell. We'll deal with you later on.
Senor, there's just one little thing.
Yeah?
If I'm locked in the cell again, it will not be so easy for me to leave here.
That's the idea of the cell.
Oh, but, senor, I intend to leave.
Listen,
you can hear my friends coming. Look out the south window and you can see them.
Hey, go ahead. Look out the window.
It's the marshal. Marshal.
Hey, what's this?
Let me see.
Look at this, too.
He's got guns.
Why are you...
No, you don't.
My arm. Get him.
I'll get him.
Anyone else want to try a shot?
He's not, Camacho.
No, I'm not even a Mexican.
Fire again. You told Maria to listen for 3 shots. She's at the corral waiting.
Here's the third shot.
Oh, come on, we
gotta
clear. We
gotta
get away.
Come on, boy. I can clear. Let me out of here.
Before you leave, you'll have to catch your horses.
Hey, my horses are running
away. Look at the marshal. Look at him take after those critters.
He's a marshal.
Look at him close in on those crooks.
Yippee!
Look at him bring him down. Hey there, that Indian.
That's Tonto Rogers. He brought my horse.
Silver.
Thanks, Tonto. I'm ready to leave.
Hey, Dad Rabbit, you don't talk like a Mexican anymore.
No, Rogers.
Who are you?
Will you tell the marshal about Murphy's death?
You bet I will, and a plenty of other things.
I'll also see him before I leave. He'll deal with the Durkee gang.
Good.
Oh, Grandpa, you're
going to
be free.
Sally, honey.
And Maria will see the men that killed Arturo punished. Now there'll be justice in Eagle City. I want to thank that man who came with the ring of Pedro Martinez.
Well, you better hurry, Sally. He's mounting up.
Come on, Silver. Enough, Scout. I'm Silver.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.